Is it just me, or is Big Fabby really all not that fat? Maybe in person he is larger, but in the photos he doesn't seem that huge. Your fan, Dale in Vancouver. Well, Dale, I just have to let you know. I have met the fat one, and he is huge. Enormous, actually. It was quite embarrassing because when he had to get into our pool during the Gay Days pool party, everyone else had to get out. It was awful. I don't know if I could actually have him stay at our house even, because I don't know that the garage, which is a two-car garage, is big enough to fit him. We had a shortage of food, actually, in Orlando after he had left. Disney never saw him coming. Well, thank you, Dale. I really would rather not talk about him too much because, you know, he's going to start thinking I'm a little obsessed with him. But yes, he is that fat, to answer your question.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hello there, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 146 of the BFO for Friday, the 22th of August, 2008. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty actually has something to talk about, y'all, which I know is really amazing when you look back on the four shows earlier this week. Oh, Lord, y'all, I hope your Friday is going well. Big Fatty has got a little pep in his step because he is heading to the Hara Hotel over in the Augusta, Georgia for the weekend. It'll be a short visit for Big Fatty. Big Fatty usually likes to spend 3 nights when he's over there, but it's only going to be a 2-nighter. And I'm still I'm still undecided as if I'm going to take the sling or not. I know. I hear people unsubscribing even as they hear this. Because, what? Big Fatty go to the Hara Hotel and not take the sling? It's blasphemy, y'all. It's just blasphemy. But, y'all, it's a pain in the ass. Oh, shit. Who is this calling me now? Oh, Lord. Well, y'all, it was one of my actors from the Biloxi Blues. And if I'm going to talk about that, you know we've got to play the special Biloxi Blues theme music. Well, y'all, last night at rehearsal, we spent the first few minutes going down onto the stage where they are currently building the set. And so it just gave the actors an idea of how close they were actually going to be to the audience, because the play area or the acting space on stage is much smaller than what they've been used to up in the rehearsal hall. So that was a good thing that they got to see that and see how close they were going to be to Miss Horty and Uncle Larry that'll be sitting in the front row, because, you know, they'll be sitting there going, what'd you say? And tonight we're going to be doing, Thursday night, we're going to be doing the final costuming, and then we'll be all off book on Sunday. Well, y'all, that may be enough time to talk about the skull, but it's not to talk about the Biloxi Blues. So anyway, I think it was Tuesday night, we got the bunk beds that we're going to be using, and it's interesting because the actors were like, we got to haul these bunk beds upstairs to the rehearsal hall and put them together, and all that, all that. And I said, y'all are going to thank me, because it's the little things that you don't expect to be a problem that'll give you a problem. And sure enough, all of a sudden they're having to sit up on these bunk beds and just do basic things like lay down and then sit up and sit cross-legged and everything. And y'all, they realized, you know, this shit is not as easy as I thought it was going to be. So anyway, I think they're very thankful that we did that. And there's your Biloxi Blues update. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Y'all, I have received an e-letter from the one and only Super B over at the QCast Connection, and I believe he and Ryan Starr Jones are planning on making a little trip up to the South Kakalaki and coming to see the Biloxi Blues, which I can't imagine why anyone would want to do that, but that's fine. I'm going to kind of put them off on Larry Cly, because, you know, really all they're coming out for is to try to get in his paint. See the play. What else would they be coming up here for? But I think he's got some better connections as far as the hotel rooms and blah, 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 and getting the good deals and that kind of stuff. So, so we'll see how that all works out. But I don't know when they're coming. I'll give you an update on that, too, once I get some details. All right, now, y'all, I have got a couple of voice letters, so let's just get into those right now.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. This is Apollonia from the They Don't Know podcast, or also known as Peter Potamus from Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to call and say two things. First off, thanks for the mini shout-out on the show that I did with Terminally Single Tim. And also, that was a really old show, because I mentioned that I hadn't started listening to your show in that show, and since then I've done about 40. So you have a very, very long-reaching Wayback Machine for these episodes that have clips of them, but that's very cool. The other thing I wanted to say is last week I was on vacation in Edisto Island, South Carolina, and that is, as we all know, very close to Charleston, so I just want to say that as I was on Interstate 16 turning onto Interstate 95, I smelled a whole lot of ham, and it made me think of you. So thank you very much for the shout-out again, and I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you later.
Well, thank you, Peter Potter. Now, y'all, a couple of things come to mind as I was listening to that that voice letter from Peter Potamus. Number one, he has started listening to the shows, and he's listened to about 40 of them, if I heard him correctly. Now, y'all, today is episode 146. There are only 20... Well, forget it. You got a long way to go there, Mr. Peter Potamus. And yes, I do have a long-reaching Wayback Machine, so you just never know how far back I'll go to... pull something out. Well, you know what I mean. Now, the other thing is, y'all, he was in Edisto, South Carolina, which is very close to Charleston. He's correct about that. Now, number one, did he call Big Fatty and let Big Fatty know he was coming to town? No, ma'am. No. No, no. Mm-mm. Number two, why the fuck did he go Interstate 16 to 95 if he lives in Atlanta? That is just way the fuck out of the way, y'all. You come I-20 to I-26 into Charleston, and I can't imagine that going south of Atlanta to Macon and across to Savannah and up to Edisto is a good idea. So, Peter Potamus, next time you come to Edisto or to the Charleston area, you know, let Big Fatty know, and he'll give you some good driving directions and all. And y'all, speaking of somebody who might need some good driving directions to Chucktown.
Big Fatty, Brian from Boston calling you live and direct from Joliet, Illinois, here with the road update. I am now on the road from Chicago. Had a lovely time. Chicago's an awesome city. Very nice, very friendly, very big. Unfortunately, I was not able to get on the PNS Explosion. Originally, I was going to be there for their taping, but due to one thing or another, it didn't happen that night, so I wasn't able to do that. But Patrick, the P of PNS, was very nice and invited me to his office in Boystown, and we met him, had a very nice chat. He's very nice, very cool, taller in person than I thought, but it was really great. He was very gracious. It was super nice to meet him. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to meet the N or the R, but hey, he was good enough. I gotta tell ya, he gives some amazing heads. Hi, I am now on the way to the middle of nowhere, Missouri, to stay with an old college roommate of mine who's now a physics professor at Truman State University in Crooksville, Mo. After that, I am headed eastbound, so unfortunately, it doesn't look like Atlanta is going to happen. But, well, we'll see how it works out. I'm playing it by ear. But I will see you soon, Big Fatty! Brian from Boston, signing out.
Well, y'all, the first time I listened to that, I did not hear Brian from Boston say that Patrick gave really good head. And but that's good to know. And I'm sorry that he was not able to meet the chairman of the board. Oh, what? Wait, what? What? Ah!
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Rob Lindley calling you, your own personal Hurricane Faye. I was just calling to say, hey, I've been catching up on your shows while I'm getting packed for a big move here in Chicago. And I wanted to hopefully get this message to you in time for your special episode with Brian from Boston, who didn't get together with us at PNS Explosion due to some other members of the PNS Explosion.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Explosion's busy schedules. We weren't able to get together while he was here in town. So I hope you have a good time with Brian, and I hope as well. And I can't wait to hear about your production of Biloxi Blues, Herney. I hope all is well. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Chairman of the Board of the Rob Nelson Lindley Podcasting Network, Mr. Rob Nelson Lindley. Magoo himself. Y'all, that is the first time that the chairman of the board has called the BFO. So this is quite an honor. And for him to have taken the time out to call the BFO, oh, to apologize to Brian, is especially special for Big Fatty. Well, okay. It only took 146 episodes. You know, what can I say? All right, we have one final voice letter for today. And y'all, I'm a little uncomfortable playing this one for... Well, I'm not really uncomfortable playing the voice letter, but I'm a little uncomfortable with the subject matter. Here we go. It'll be self-explanatory.
Hey, BF. It's Michael. I need your assistance with something. Hey, you remember a couple of months back you were having those legal issues about the whole airline bag and your underpants and that woman, I can't remember her name, but you had all these lawyers calling you, et cetera, et cetera. I wonder if you might be able to hook me up with those lawyers. I've got some legal issues that I need settling. And, you know, I could call Ryan Starr Jones, but I don't think that he's removed from the situation sufficiently enough that, I don't want to get him involved. So I need an impartial kind of attorney. And it's all about this new podcast by British John. You know, we here at the QCast Connection, we're not only instrumental in naming British John, but basically creating his online/internet/podcasting persona. And he seems to be taking the ball, running with it, and creating his own podcast without any financial recompense coming our way whatsoever. So I think I've got a copyright lawsuit on my hands that I would like some assistance with. So if you could get me those phone numbers, I'd really appreciate it because, we're going to take some action. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
Recompense? Recompense? I wasn't expecting to hear the word recompense today. Y'all, I'm just very uncomfortable with this whole situation. And Michael, you have to remember that the attorneys that were contacting me were coming after me, not me hiring them. remember, it was Cunty McCunt-Cunt that was suing me for libel. And, you know, that seems to have just kind of disappeared off the face of the earth. So, but, you know, I think Saul was his name. He was the lead attorney on that, but he ended up stowing away on a gay cruise ship. Hell, he's probably working at Disney now. You can probably find some big old... Look for some big old Jewish queen at Disney fondling men in jock straps, and you'll probably find Saul or something like that. All right, y'all, enough of this silliness, but you know what? I am out of voice letters, so, you know, it's the perfect weekend to call Big Fatty and leave a voice letter while he is over at the Hara Hotel, and then there'll be some voice letters to play when Brian from Boston gets to town, and he's going to be coming to town a little earlier than expected because, you know, some people bailed on him. I shouldn't have used that term. But anyway, one thing I've got to do is get some Memory Lane music in here for you for a Friday. Well, y'all, I did a dedication last week on a Memory Lane Music, so I'm going to do another one this week. This will be for all of the podcasters and listeners, to include Freddie. That's the one I couldn't remember yesterday, who are up there in the New York City for the meet and greet. Here's some Memory Lane Music for you. Did you recognize the theme to the Ed Sullivan Show? It was an American television variety show that ran from June the 20th, 1948, through June the 6th, 1971, and was hosted by entertainment columnist Ed Sullivan. He's a really big shoe. It ran on CBS every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Big Fatty doesn't do very good impressions. Have you heard? Can you... I'm fabulous at it, aren't I, Andy Vera? Right, okay. Ran Sunday night at 8 p.m., and it was one of the few shows to have been run in the same time slot weekly on the same day of the week and on the same network for more than two decades. Virtually every type of entertainment appeared on the show. Opera singers, rock stars, songwriters, comedians, ballet dancers, and circus acts were regularly featured, and the format was essentially the same as vaudeville, although vaudeville had died a generation earlier. So, and y'all, you know, the Studio 50, CBS TV Studio 50 in New York City, is now the Ed Sullivan Theater, and that is the home of Late Show with David Letterman. And I know that Larry Klein was hoping to... Oh, dear Gussie. Was hoping to go see a David Letterman show, but of course, they are in the repeats, as my mother would say. Well, y'all, I am thinking it's going to be a good weekend. Maybe that, you know, it just occurred to me that maybe Snake will be there this weekend, and you know, Big Fatty loves it when Snake comes a visiting. Maybe I will take the sling. Okay, I think that just confirmed it. All right. Don't unsubscribe, y'all. Big Fatty is going to take the sling. I had forgotten about Snake. So, anyway. But, y'all, I hope your weekend is as horrifying as you want it to be. And that you'll call me over the weekend and give me some voice letters. But, more importantly, that you'll be back here on Monday for more from the BF Fatasso. Oh, Lord. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.